USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The popularity of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, although he insists he'll be there to vote for Judge Barrett, even if it means putting on a moon suit.
She's a wonderful person, a wonderful woman, mom, and a great judge. She needs to be confirmed, and confirmed expeditiously.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get 2 MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
New figures from the Department of Labor shows a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is very concerning. Both presidential campaigns are claiming a clear victory after last night's vice presidential debate. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi helped prepare Vice President Pence for the debate and tells Fox News that the vice president was more than up to the challenge of the debate stage.
He didn't need to read a policy book, and that was so clear last night. You know, Kamala could not answer the question on foreign policy. She talked about Joe Biden and unity, and the vice president just nailed it because he's lived this, he's been with the American people and by President Trump's side for 3.5 years.
Bondi says she believes the vice president's message on unity was last night's strongest takeaway. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The popularity of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is on the rise ahead of her nomination hearings. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, although he insists he'll be there to vote for Judge Barrett, even if it means putting on a moon suit.
She's a wonderful person, a wonderful woman, mom, and a great judge. She needs to be confirmed and confirmed expeditiously. The good news is I'm probably one of those lucky 40% that are asymptomatic. Hope to stay that way.
Another NFL game is in jeopardy this weekend as the Tennessee Titans continue to struggle with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak. Another Titans player tested positive Thursday morning, bringing the number of infections within the organization to 23 since the end of September. Reports have the NFL exploring options should Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills need to be moved. Tennessee hasn't played since September 28th, already having one game rescheduled to later in the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.